This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Yeah, our next guest shaking his booty over there, shaking his head, shoulders, all of it. Right, Patrick Finley?
I am not ashamed to say that yes, I am.
Yeah. I was too. I was rocking it. Yeah. Happy New Year to you, Patrick. Thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Same to you.
Thank you. So, as you join us on this guest hotline, having written, among other things, Caleb Williams is going to start Sunday, but should he? It's an important question with both Achilles being healthy at the moment. And the fear is that they might not be, or other body parts might not be. So you wrote about it this week. Share with the class the various parts you brought up, the various points you made.
I got back to two major points. The first one is that the offensive line he played behind on Thursday is not going to be the offensive line he's going to play behind next year. There were probably four guys out of the five who aren't going to be on the team anymore. And, you know, he's already fourth in the history of football in sacks. So, like, what exactly are we doing here? Who does this benefit? And number two is the guy who is calling the plays and the guy who is his quarterback's coach and everybody else he's helping out is probably, we know now, not going to be here next year. You know, I think with five games to play, you could squint and say, well, let's give this an honest try and see whether Thomas Brown could maybe be an answer here and whether that relationship between the two of them would be dynamic enough to continue what, you know, appeared to be for the month before Brown took over as the head coach, you know, a pretty good pairing. And it just hasn't been. They scored 3 points at home against the Seahawks, and I had seen enough in terms of whether or not we needed to see any more. Now, he's going to play. He's going to play, and he's going to make all 17 starts in a season. There is something to be said for that in terms of getting his Rolodex filled with experience. But, you know, if you're getting sacked, if you're getting put on your butt, if you're playing with guys who aren't part of next year's team, you know, it seems to me like it's experience just for the sake of experience.
Patrick Finley is my guest. He covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He guests are brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. So I thought at the end of that piece, I chuckled at the idea of, if the smart play when you're a 4-12 team, likely to be 4-13, having Tyson Bagent come in and the McCaskey family taking this rivalry seriously, having Tyson Bagent end this 11-game losing streak to Green Bay. So you kind of rolled that in. And do you really think ownership's obsession with the Packers plays a part in who plays?
Yeah, I do a little bit. I don't think it's ownership's obsession as much as it's theirs and everybody else's. Like, to treat this as though they're playing the Jaguars is just not intellectually honest. It does matter, even if it's, you know, against a bunch of backup Packers. And, you know, the point I was making at the end about Tyson Bagent was this, was, you know, the worst thing that could happen if you sat Caleb would be Tyson Bagent goes and runs the offense a lot better than Caleb ever did. And then we have to spend an off season having this dumb argument about whether Tyson Bagent should be playing instead because he went and did well against second string Packers in the second half. And that's not, I mean, of all the goofy things that have gone around how it's all for the last year, 2 years, 3 years, the last thing we need is the discourse about whether playing the backup quarterback is the better idea.
I don't know if it's, I set off my early warning system, and hearing Chris Beatty talk about Caleb Williams learning how to learn, and then specifically mention cadence and rhythm, which we first heard about as an issue in April after the draft when he came into minicamp and everything else he's done. And here we are in December, and it made me wonder if we're going to go through, I don't know, the Bears are going to put a Kyler Murray clause in, like you got to do all your homework before you can go out and play. But did that pique your curiosity and make you concerned at all? This guy's learning how to learn. Is there a dirty little secret about what work he's not doing?
I thought it was interesting. And, you know, from our point of view, too, you know, it was something that was said on Christmas Eve at 1 o'clock.
News dump. And, you
know, yeah, well, and no, we're all sitting there in the press conference, you know, talking to him. And you know, and he brings it up and he talks about learning how to learn. And he talks about, you know, having to figure out, you know, what you're going to do every week to make yourself the best version of yourself. And, yeah, I mean, let's put it this way. And I wrote about this the day of the Seahawks game. You know, the Bears have to be the worst prepared offense in football. And the reason they are is look at what they've done in the first quarter. They're historically one of the worst first quarter teams in the history of the sport. So there's something that's not being accomplished, right, and during the week. And it's fair to put that on Caleb. It's fair to put that on a coaching staff that is rolled over a couple of different times this year when people get fired and promoted and all of that. And it's fair to just say that they're not very good. So all of those things are wrapped into one. When you talk about Caleb learning how to learn, you know, they paired him with Tyson Bagent. And I think Tyson Bagent's a pretty good backup quarterback. I have no problems with what he does on the field, but, you know, they made a conscious decision that they didn't need a veteran beyond Brett Rypien, who left at the end of training camp, to show Caleb what to do and how to function, you know, on a week-to-week basis. And in retrospect, maybe that was a mistake. You know, maybe you should have invested in a veteran guy. You know, there was a clip the other day of, I think it was Marcus Mariota walking up to Jaden Daniels before he won the game in overtime, saying, "Hey, man, you can do this. Like, you know, take a deep breath, stand up, catch your breath, and let's go do it." You know, there is value to that, as hokey as that sounds. And, you know, Tyson Bagent, I think, is really bright. I think he knows the playbook. He knows how to play, but he doesn't have that 10 years of experience that might have provided the real tangible benefit to Caleb as he was figuring out not only how to learn, but how to go about his week. And how to deal with, you know, the most failure he's ever had to deal with.
It's interesting that you bring up the first quarter, and we've seen him do stuff that would be a legend if not for a bad special teams and bad coaching on the offensive coordinator and Eberflus. He's led fourth quarter drives. He's led them late. He's led scoring drives late. And there were four games that turned into losses where he would have been that guy you point to and say, that's the special, that's the magic. And that's not there in the first quarter. So do you know what part of that is him? Because he's going to be the only one around here next year from the group that's left, right?
You know, let's talk about, and not to go too far back here, but Shane Waldron, if you remember, didn't script the first 15 plays. And what he did was he instead just kind of made a bushel basket full of plays that he thought would work for short yardage, for third down, for whatever, and stressed a couple of those during the week in practice. And, you know, about a month into the season, the Bears veterans turned around and went like, "No, man, like, can we please have a script? That would be a lot better." And they improved a little bit. And I think they peaked in that Jaguar game. obviously. But then, you know, they kept struggling again. So it goes back to that. It goes, I mean, Ryan Poles has said that he thinks some of the problems early in games date back to training camp, when maybe Waldron wouldn't correct a mistake during practice. Like, first of all, like, I find that hard to believe. You know, I think blaming the guy who you fired for something he did 5 months ago is a little strange. But, you know, it isn't just, hey, why isn't Caleb throwing better passes in the first quarter? There is some sort of overarching lack of preparedness that, you know, dates back, what, three offensive coordinators ago? And it's just never been on track.
Well, then, and that's when you can point to his ability to learn, or his ability to learn at this level, or his willingness to learn at this level. And they haven't found the right guys to talk to him, or there's no getting through to him. I think this is going to be a major storyline in the off season.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to be a lot better for the Bears to be a lot better. He also needs to get a lot more help. And, you know, when you look at who the Bears could hire as a head coach, if they do bring in an offensive guy, you know, he might not be starting from scratch, but he's going to be pretty close to it. If you're teaching Caleb a new playbook, and if Caleb is coming off of a season that everybody would rather forget, I mean, it's almost going to be like, okay, you know, take two here. And, you know, you need that take two to be good. Because if you look around the league right now, there are a lot of really good rookie quarterbacks who haven't had as much trouble figuring out what they're doing as the Bears and Caleb Williams have.
Yeah, of the rookie quarterbacks in the first round, the Bears have the worst. I know Michael Penix has a smaller sample, but...
Yeah, and this isn't this is probably not the time or place for this argument. I'm not selling my Caleb stock in terms of... I still think, you know, I'd give you Michael Penix, and I'd be happy to take Caleb Williams, and we could come back in 2 or 3 years and see who's the better quarterback. I'd give you Bo Nix, and I'd be happy to take Caleb Williams. But I think there's a lot of special in there. And it is the responsibility of the coaches to bring it out of him, and it's the responsibility of Caleb to give himself a fighting chance by preparing the right way during the week.
So I presume that next week, titular general manager Ryan Poles will show up without Kevin Warren, and we'll have to answer questions. And one of them at some point is going to be, if you saw problems in training camp, why didn't you do anything about it? Don't you think that will be a line of questioning? And what do you think the answer is going to be? What do you think the excuse will be?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know what the answer would be. I mean, I think he'd probably sit there and say, like, well, we made changes. Like, well, you made changes, and, you know, after it was too late, for the most part.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were asking Matt Eberflus these questions after they fired Shane Waldron, which was just, you know, if there were issues with communication, if there were issues with him walking past the problem, if there were issues in the way he stood in front of the room and was able to teach people, and if you knew that, like, what did you as a boss do to try to fix it? Because, you know, we went from 1 week him saying, absolutely not, we're not going to fire him, to the next week saying, hey, here's your new offensive coordinator. My question for Eberflus, and honestly, my question for anybody the Bears want to hire who has not been a head coach before, is how do you fix these problems without resorting to wholesale change? You know, sometimes you got to change stuff, but, you know, anybody who's ever managed people knows that there are little fires you put out every day. And, you know, if they knew in training camp that they had issues with the way Shane Waldron was teaching people and preparing for games, and if the only way they could fix that was by firing 3 months later, 4 months later, that's not good leadership at all.
So let's go there. Let's go to the other guys they talked about. You had made an, you know, awkward Cliff Kingsbury. We didn't want you as offensive coordinator. Now we might want you as head coach. Or then there's Pete Carroll, who last week expressed, somebody on his behalf expressed interest, and he would be that CEO guy. He would make the changes. He would have that voice. AD, after Ditka, the Bears have gone away from any kind of big personality. They've hired librarians and sommeliers to be their head coaches. And now you're looking at the need for, because CEO coaches are the guys who, they come with credentials and egos probably, and a voice, and they're used to owning the hallways. How does this go, do you think?
I think they probably end up hiring a coordinator who's never been a head coach before. I think that Ben Johnson is the best target, and he makes the most sense. I also think that he's a unique guy, and that you're going to have to sell the Bears to him as much as he's going to sell himself to the Bears. When you talk about Pete Carroll, boy, I think the Bears need to talk to him. The Bears have won. And, you know, that's true, I think, with Mike Vrabel and with some other people. But, boy, you look at Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's been to the playoffs 10 times with the Seahawks. The Bears have been to the playoffs 10 times since 1988. Like, you're gonna gain something from talking to Pete. Now, I think there are very valid questions you can ask about Pete. Number one, Pete's offensive coordinator his last couple years in Seattle was Shane Waldron. Mm-hmm. So he better come up with a better answer in terms of how he is going to develop the quarterback. You know, Pete is, I think, 73. You know, he's the youngest 73 anybody's ever seen, ever. Yeah. But, you know, the fact is he's not coming in probably as the 10-year answer to your problems. And you need to ask him, okay, you know, if you're going to do this for 4 or 5 years, you know, what's the plan beyond that? If you're going to bring in an offensive coordinator to develop Caleb and to call plays, what's your plan if he leaves? You know, who do you replace him with? You know, these are all really nice problems to have. You know, if an offensive coordinator gets plucked from the Bears to go be a head coach somewhere, that means the Bears have done better than they've done in, you know, in most of the 11 years I've spent covering the team. So that's a nice problem to have. But you need to get long-term answers from Pete, even though Pete is probably a short-term fix. And then the second question you need to ask him or anybody else who's been a head coach before is, are you going to play nice with our GM? You know, when Pete Carroll got hired in Seattle, you know, he got hired and then John Schneider got hired. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until this year when Pete left that John Schneider had control over the roster. So Pete was very much the football czar and everybody kind of worked for him. The Bears haven't operated that way in a long time. And from what I understand, aren't interested in operating that way. So then you have to ask, you know, would Pete fit in well in a different sort of structure than he's used to?
Who's the GM?
For the Bears?
Yeah.
I think it's Ryan Poles. And I think that it may feel like momentum is saying otherwise, but I think it's one of those things where, you know, when they fired everybody with 5 games to play, like, we all knew what this team was. Like, Ryan Poles knew what this team was. He didn't do this to try to salvage anything. He did this because, you know, he needed to show his players that, you know, when a guy continually kept losing them games, late in games, that he saw that and that he, you know, was willing to act on it before everybody quit altogether. You know, losing these 4 games in the way that they've lost them, I understand why the ire of the fan base turns to him and goes, well, wait a minute, why are you still employed? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fair question. But, you know, you have the president of a team who said a month ago, Ryan is our GM and Ryan will continue to be our GM. And I think that I don't think anything about the team has fundamentally changed, honestly, in the month since then. You know, now I think the question you have is, are you going to sync up Ryan's contract with the contract of whoever you bring in as the head coach? And if you do, then you actually have to give Ryan Poles an extension.
You have to give an extension to a guy who has made bad decisions on coaches and assistant coaches. Congratulations.
Yeah,
raise
your kids to be GMs and not coaches, man. I mean, Ryan Pace got the sticker. Ryan Pace hired John Fox out of the chute. And boy, that didn't work. Like, that was, you know, it's been pretty bad here for 3 years, but that John Fox era was rough. And, you know, his reward was he got to hire a new coach and see that thing through. That's just kind of what happens in the NFL. And Ryan Pace's big mistakes have been, you know, coaches and assistant coaches. And deciding to stick with Matt Eberflus was obviously a giant, giant error. In terms of building the roster, I think they're in a pretty good spot now. He's got to fix the lines. He's got to spend money and draft picks on both offensive and defensive line. But I do think he's built a roster that you could argue with a straight face has the Bears in a much better position today than they were when Ryan Poles walked in the room 3 years ago.
That I'll believe. Last question, Patrick Finley of the Sun-Times, before I let you go. Have you heard, would you consider, what if somebody dropped the coaching candidate named Ron Rivera on you? What are you grunting for? Why am I getting sound effects?
It doesn't do it for me. I understand the experience level he's had. I understand that, you know, he runs a very functional, good ship. And, it, you know, and after kind of wading through, you know, scandal after controversy after mess for 3 years with Matt Eberflus. The concept of somebody who runs a professional ship is attractive. In that sense, I compare him honestly to Fox when they brought Fox in. I mean, after all the mess of Trestman, something that looked really attractive was bringing in somebody who, A, done it before, and B, could, step in front of a room of men and lead them. And that's one thing Fox was able to do, but they didn't win games. And I don't know. I would absolutely look for an offensive guy if it were me making the hire. And if we're going to go with a head coach who doesn't call plays and who doesn't necessarily come with any guarantees about a play caller with him, I think there are better former head coaches around. What do you think?
I like Chico. I know Chico. He's a member. He's a SCORE alum. So the fact that he's been at the radio station and I've co-hosted shows with him way back when, I think that qualifies him. He is the imminent choice. He should be here. He's used to talk radio. I know the Bears love their history. George loves his history. And if you're looking for a CEO coach who can handle the room and handle the media and is used to this city, I think Matt Eberflus just showed that even with training, he was at mess the first year, and even with training the second year, he eventually had to explain himself, and he couldn't. And I think there's something to be said for that. John Fox played Bears management and Bears fans for stupid with the way he answered questions. I just think Chico's got gravitas. He's got some credibility that way. Not that he's the only one who does, but he threads the needle of being a personality without being the scary Ditka-like personality. And what you think of what he's done as a coach, I mean, Mike Vrabel does too. Mike Vrabel lost 18 of his last 24 games in Tennessee. So, and he's that CEO guy.
Yeah, and you're not a free agent coach unless you lost them at the end, probably. And even the Seahawks, I mean, Chief's the greatest, probably the greatest figure in their history of their franchise, and it's probably not close. And at the end of the day, they shoved him out the door last year. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, this is a garage sale. You are shopping for other people's discarded things at some point when you're looking at former coaches. And when you're looking at new coaches, you're asking yourself, can this guy actually do the job at the next level? And, the Bears in their history have always really gone in the direction of the assistant. And more often than not, the answer is no, they cannot do the job at the next level.
Well, we'll look forward to the next guy who can't do the job right. Patrick, happy new year. Yes. Well, it's content, and content is king right now. Thanks for your time. Happy New Year. Appreciate it.
You too, Rosie. Thank you.
Patrick Finley, the Chicago Sun-Times. Does great work. I like reading him. I love talking with him. And we get to play the Golden Girls music because he's a fan. I have this broadcast announcement. I have two for you. Here's one. Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Sunday from 9 to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Aurelios. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the season finale. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Sony's Pictures Wonderverse Chicago and TimberTech Decking and Railing. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Now, here is my other broadcast announcement. I would like you to come out and play on this New Year's Day, January 1st, 2025. Because tomorrow marks the 33rd birthday of The Score. One of the greatest moments in Score history occurred with Mike Ditka and Terry Bors. Tyler, can we play that? Can we play that? Just the Terry and Ditka exchange, play that right now.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seem resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap which, me. Which no, 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 no.
Who you crapping? That was birth of it on the Ditka Show in 1992. Tomorrow, as I said, is the Score's 33rd birthday. So I would like to see if you would like to come out and play Who You Crapping. Who you crapping? Remember, it's something someone said, not something someone did. We've had some texters. In the old days, it would have been faxers. We used to have fax machines back when the score started. But now we have text lines, 312-644-6767. You can text it in, and Tyler will busily flag them. Or you can call. That same number, remarkably, gets you to the score, 312-644-6767. Let us know if you want to play Who You Crappin'. You start it that way. You start whoever said whatever he said. I'll give you an example. Patrick from Gage Park texted in. Ryan Poles, take the North. Who you crappin'? There you go. It's just that simple. If you want to play, we're right here. 312-644-6767. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've listened to so much crap in the last 2 weeks.
Hey, buddy.
You know, you hear all that crap, but I understood that that crap was going to come with the territory.
Hey, buddy.
But I'll live with the crap.
Buddy.
And I feel very good.
He's a disgruntled Scottish guard known for his lethal temper and his unusual eating habits. He weighs a metric ton. His name? Fat Bastard.
One of the things, Mike, that's been pointed out over the course of today and last night after the game is that you seem resigned to the fate after the game, that there wasn't much fire in you, and you sort of stood up before the media and said, well, you know, this is the way it is. Are you resigned to this fate?
You're the same guy that wrote about me when I did have the fire, that was the wrong thing to do. So who are you crapping?
Well, I'm just
don't
asking.
Don't crap me. No.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little
get from you.
it. Legendary intro to a legendary score bit. The radio station celebrates its 33rd birthday tomorrow, January 2nd, 1992. The score went on the air in that first year. Terry Bors asked the question of Mike Ditka, and out came who you crapping. Did you lose the fire? You were the guy who wrote about me, said, when I did have the fire, you said it was the wrong thing to do. So who you crap? Well, I just want to, who you crapping? Don't crap me now. That was it. And it became who you crapping. It became a legendary, earmarked, benchmarked, pockmarked part of the Scores history, Scores broadcast week. And with the birthday tomorrow, I thought we'd do this again. Because I love hearing Ditka and Terry, and we found that open, and here you are. So, as an example, you can call 312-644-6767, or you can text us, same number, 312-644-6767. Again, Patrick from Gage Park. Ryan Poles, take the North, who you crapping? Just that simple. Something someone said, not something someone did. So if you want to join us, you want to play in the game, you want to go retro on everything old is new again, I guess that goes for me too. Mike from Lockport, welcome to Who You Crappin'.
Hey, how's it going?
Groovy, baby.
I have been waiting for this to crap this clown literally since the day that Terry Bors retired. On December 19th, Sammy Sosa came out and he issued a statement saying, "There were times I did whatever I could to recover from injuries in an effort to keep my strength up to perform over 162 games. I never broke any laws." Tom Ricketts followed up by saying, "It is an understatement to say that Sammy is a fan favorite. We plan on inviting him to the 2025 Cubs convention, and while it is short notice, we hope that he can attend." This week, Sammy Sosa confirmed he would be coming to Cubs convention. So the real question, Tom, is why, beginning on October 27, 2009, when you became the owner of the Cubs, did you make it clear that you needed a full admission from Sammy Sosa of his steroid use in the past, followed by in 2015, again, when you ridiculed the face of your franchise for going up to Sammy Sosa and introducing himself, followed by in 2020, again, ridiculing Sammy Sosa after the face of your franchise wanted to bring him back. And even after last year in 2023, when Sammy acknowledged he made mistakes, what changed? Is it now that you're realizing the fact that come this Cubs convention, the last player that you signed to an over $100 million contract could barely bat the Mendoza line and was DFA'd, now you're looking to sell tickets? Tom, I am a diehard Cubs fan, but at the end of the day, you are a terrible owner, and I hope that Kerry Wood breaks another one of Sammy Sosa's boomboxes at convention this year. Tom Ricketts, who are you crapping?
Wow! Well done! Mike, saving that up since the end of Who You Crapping, and I don't know when the last show was done, but you did that exactly. There's your textbook. There's your blueprint for Who You Crapping. We had a lot of people text in, 312-644-6767. You can call us or text us. That's how you play the game, 312-TEXTER. In the act of wishing Ryan Poles a Happy New Year, I would like to bring up the fact that he said that, quote, "it's going to be hard to make this team." Well, not only was he wrong, but this egotistical, delusional man is going to find it hard just to keep his job. So, Ryan Poles, who are you crapping? Well done. Well played. 229 texter. We used to do this on fax machine, people. When the score was doing Who You Crapping, we only had fax machines. We didn't have a text line. 229 texter. Jed Hoyer, we're all in. Who you crapping? Doesn't sound like there's a lot of people happy with the Cubs right now. 708 texter. Happy New Year. When Ryan Poles said, quote, "it will be hard to make this roster," who you crapping? C-R-A-P-P-E-N. That's how I spell it. A lot of people remember Ryan Poles' statement. about how hard it is to make. And the other part of that was going to be cutting some good football players.
Yeah.
Okay. How many Hall of Famers? 779 texter. Matt Eberflus on wasting the timeout against the Lions. I like what we did. Matt Eberflus, who you crapping? There you go. We're doing who you crapping because it's a day before the 33rd birthday of the score. And you people got the spirit of it. 630 texter. Ryan Poles said it will be hard to make this team. There hasn't been an offensive line that was consistently the same all year. Ryan Poles, who you crapping? A lot of people are remembering that, Ryan. Wasn't hard to make this team. You're an offensive lineman. You're going to be holding tryouts soon. 630 texter. This crap goes out to Tom Ricketts, who after the season ended said his Cubs would be spending money this winter to build a championship team. Well, you traded off Bellinger and passed on all the top free agents. As of right now, the Cubs' payroll is $50 million less than it was in 2024. Tom Ricketts, who you crapping? Well done, people. I got to say, well done for this ad hoc. You didn't know it was planned. Some people knew it was planned all week. You knew when it was going to be. I think it was Thursday. It's Thursday at 5. And there's a part of that opening that Tyler played. We found it. Part of the opening that the devolving, I don't know, kaleidoscopic thing. That always was the end of Gary from Evanston's crap, a legendary crapper, as it were. The one thing we didn't have for the first phone call, Mike, was like Dennis Franz saying, good luck with your first crap. Oh, this is the first crap in about 20 years. So, yeah, good luck with that. I would appreciate if you still want to play. 312-644-6767 is the number. You can text us. You can call us. Is line one? Do we take that? Is that who you crapping? Are you doing anything? Oh, guess we don't want to do that. 414 texter. Quote, this is the best I felt about our O-line room. That's what Ryan Pohl said. This is the biggest need for the Bears is Caleb to succeed, and the biggest thing he needs is a stable offensive line. And we're expected to trust you to build that when you sign Nate Davis, traded for Ryan Bates, and we're willing to go into a season with Coleman Shelton at center. Ryan Pohl, who you crapping? Well done. That's the way we're playing. We're going to take a break. We come back. We can still do this. We also have Olin Krutz from the postgame show after that air sickness bag of a performance against Seattle. And talking about, I asked jokingly, but seriously, asked Patrick Finley, who's the GM? And he said Ryan Poles, and Ryan Poles will be the answer to questions. But does that recommend him to keep the job? And then he talked about an extension. So we'll see who else wants to play who you crapping, and we'll see what Olin Krutz has to say about that, what he said on the score. I'm Steve Rosenblum. Happy New Year. Following me at 11 o'clock, Rami Makhlouf will be here, 11 to 12:45, right? Taking us up to DePaul basketball. That's your score New Year's Day lineup. Chicago Sports Radio, 670, the score.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Packers are full of crap.
Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. I do want to thank you. There are several callers, several texters, I mean, who were revived, rejuvenated, and thankful for we started Who You Crappin' from the start. I showed you with the genesis of it. We replayed the old open, and we had a texter say, I can't even find it now. We got so many craps up here. Where'd it go? To this day, it's a 260 texter. To this day, whenever my lovely partner informs me of her need to relieve herself, I reply, good luck with your first crap. Legendary part of Who You Crap and Dennis Roms from NYPD. 309 texter. When Caleb Williams was drafted, he said to Torrey Taylor, you won't be punting much. Caleb Williams, who you crapping? Well done. On the fly. Well done. And everybody else wants to pile on Ryan Poles. Well, it's going to be hard to make this team. I love our depth on our offensive line. Boy, people are not forgetting that at all. Thank you, crappers. We appreciate that. After that mess against Seattle, Olin Krutz, part of our lineup pregame, postgame, Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, Mully, but this time he was with Layla, and he was talking about the titular general manager of the Bears. And this is what he had to say.
You know what's crazy, Pat? You were right on all of that. And you didn't even cover half the things that have been screwed up there at Halas Hall. You didn't even cover Alan Willens and David Walker getting fired in the first year. You didn't even cover Getsy, right? You didn't even talk about all the things that you can go through that Ryan Poles has a hand in. Like, it ends up, when you're the boss, there's always a reason, there's always someone else to blame. But it ends up on your door, man. It just does. It doesn't matter what you do in life. If you are on the top of the totem pole, it ends up at your doorstep. Right, you have to fire guys, and after he fired them, he says, "We do what? We're proud to make the hard decisions." That's what he said, right? So okay, that's fine. Here's the deal, Ryan Poles. The only reason you would keep him is to keep a little stability for Caleb Williams. It's the only reason you do it, right? Because everything else, every other decision you could find, you could give a reason to fire him.
Olin Krutz, on the guy who seemingly will keep his job as general manager, according to Kevin Warren, during the neutering, the public and in broad daylight neutering of Ryan Poles after they finally came out and had something to say, something to tell fans and players about the firing of Eberflus. This is just Kevin Warren's in charge of bad leadership. That's what he's doing. And when you have to come out and say, your general manager is still your general manager, he'll be the point man on the coaching hire. Well, guess what? That's what they do. You don't need to come out and say that. All right. Anyways, that'll be done. We'll see what happens next week. They play the Packers on Sunday, presuming Caleb Williams survives. And if not, you just burn the charter for the NFL franchise. I'm Steve Rosenblum. I want to thank you for listening. Happy New Year, January 1st, 2025. Remember, tomorrow, 33rd birthday for The Score. Right after this, Rami Makhlouf will be here. You can vent. You can scream. You can give him your hopes and dreams for the Bears in 2025. Thanks for listening. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.